Yes, Mike, can I help you?
Good morning, Mike Harris. It's Mo and Dan, and we are calling from KDWA Radio. You are live in the air. How do you feel about
that? Have you ever heard about it? Heard of us, Mike?
You know, I hear a lot of rumors.
Oh, dear. You know what? I hate to say it. Believe all of them. They're all true. Mike, how goes it at Cub Foods?
Everything is going great here. We're struggling with inventory like everybody else. The supply chain is catching up, but we have plenty of food to sell. Nobody's going to starve, and we are doing everything in our power to make it better.
You know what?
Thank you.
Love positive stuff.
Mike, talk about, if you could talk a little bit more about that supply chain is struggling. What does that exactly mean?
Well, the warehouse can only hold a certain amount, and once it's depleted, it takes time for orders to be recaptured, to be placed and then loaded and delivered. So when it's unexpected like this, it just means that everything has slowed down a little bit. But we're back on schedule. Our trucks are starting to come as our normal schedules. We're starting to get a fair amount of product. We're expecting loads today. We've been getting perishable loads all weekend. So it's actually looking up very, very nicely.
Now, so you don't see any shortages. I mean, there's just, let's face it, I think there's a little drama in the toilet paper aisle.
Yeah, there is definitely some issues there. But as soon as that product is available, we will have it. We keep hoping that it's sooner rather than later. But that is one of our struggle spots, yes.
And what is the alternative if people don't use toilet paper? Are you leading them to a different aisle?
I'm going to take the fifth on that one.
I was going to say.
I didn't mean from the liquor store.
Your liquor store is still open, I would assume.
Oh, with the bars closing, it is up and running at high speed.
See, I never thought of
I
that.
I never did either.
And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.
Now,
as well.
Now, Mike, so are you in a position that you, once you get, say, like paper products in, that you have to limit them, or you are limiting them?
You know, we're going to do that on a day-to-day basis. If we get multiple pallets in so that we don't feel we need to, we won't. If we get very sparse amounts, then we'll do everything we can to try and meet the needs of every customer rather than just a few.
So now, in your expert opinion, and you're a long time, your family is a long time grocer in this area, to try to calm people's fears, do you foresee anything coming down the pike where there would be major shortages where people would have to stock up?
No, not at all. There is plenty of food within the network and the system. Like I say, it's a matter of getting it here. We're doing sales like we went around the holidays, and we order that product in a month in advance. So we're able to plan ahead for it. We didn't have a month in advance. So we're in a catch-up game, but I don't foresee there being absolutely anything at all that somebody should panic over.
Mike, tell us about your hours. Have you changed those at all?
Yeah, we are starting tomorrow. We're going to close at 10 o'clock and reopen at 6. Reason being is it'll give our stockers a chance to catch up and hopefully get some items on the shelf. The hour from 6 to 7, we're asking or healthcare professionals, seniors that are a little bit more compromised, maybe to have the store to themselves so that we can help them accordingly.
Well,
that's
good
really
for
nice.
You.
And then, Mike, what about any sort of home delivery or shopping for people?
We do use Instacart is our shopping service, and they are running at high speeds. They've expanded their hours as well so that hopefully we can meet the needs of people. And It's a good way for somebody who might feel like they don't want to get in close contact with anybody, or if they just want to grab and go as quick as they can. That Instacart app is available, and it serves both full-service shopping, where they shop and deliver, and shop and pick up delivery.
That's really nice. Can I tell you a little, this is off the beaten track, a little sidebar about Dan Massman? You're not going to like this. He used to work for Red Owl. When you and I were slinging groceries on 4th and Vermilion,
I was at Red Owl carrying out and stocking grocery shelves. So
he's the enemy.
Well, Super Value eventually bought Red Owl, so we became one happy family.
There you go. You are good, Mike. Mike, thank you for your time, and thank you for all the good work you do up there.
But thank you guys for your support. We appreciate it.
Oh,
well.
Bye, Mike. Thanks again. Good luck to it, and thanks again. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
So there's two grocers right in a row where we've spoken about that. Well,